Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 2021 Australia Online Falun DAFA Experience Sharing Conference, entitled Everything Becomes Smooth Once I Rectify Myself. The English translation was published on the Minghui website on December 9, 2021. Greetings, revered master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. As the process of Fa rectification continues to advance, I am deeply impressed by other practitioners' diligence. They are able to fulfill their mission of clarifying the truth and saving people. I felt an increased sense of urgency to rectify my cultivation. Part 1. My situation at home helps me look within. My husband is not a practitioner. He thought that practitioners helping people quit the Chinese Communist Party was getting involved in politics. His younger brother was arrested and sentenced in China because he practiced Falun DAFA. The stress caused his mother to die. Because of this, my husband misunderstood DAFA and didn't allow me to go to our practitioner's outdoor informational booth to help people quit the CCP. At the beginning of the pandemic, my husband was quite upset with me, saying, "I see you reading the Fa in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night. You are either doing the exercises or reciting the Fa or sending righteous thoughts, but who does the housework?" He didn't understand and sometimes lost his temper. I studied a lot of Fa and my chinching improved. Master said, quote, "But the realm you achieve in cultivation and the state of your cultivation will be reflected in your work. You will do very well and will always be a good person wherever you are." Unquote. Teachings at the conference in the Western U.S. So I looked within and found that I only read Juan Fallon and did the exercises, but seldom helped with housework. I ignored my husband and rarely talked to him. After I realized that my behavior was wrong, I did my things after I did the housework. I also started to pay more attention to him. Last year, my husband's family member went bankrupt and wanted to borrow hundreds of thousands of yuan from us to pay off his debts. At first, I didn't want to lend the money because I knew he couldn't pay it back. I planned to buy a house with the money. My husband, who is kind-hearted and very family-oriented, couldn't sleep well for a few days over this issue and asked me to lend the money to his family member. I was upset, but I suddenly remembered Master's words. He said, quote, "From now on, the problems you confront won't happen by chance, so please be mentally prepared. By enduring some hardships, you will come to let go of all the things an everyday person can't." Unquote. Eliminating karma, Falun Gong. I realized that this happened to help me eliminate my attachments to self-interest. Master also said, quote, "I also want to tell you that your nature in the past was actually based on egotism and selfishness. From now on, whatever you do, you should consider others first so as to attain the righteous enlightenment of selflessness and altruism. So from now on, whatever you do or whatever you say, you must consider others or even future generations, along with DAFA's eternal stability." Unquote. Non-omission in Buddha nature, essentials for further advancement. I realized that the first requirement for me was to let go of the attachment to self-interest, and the second requirement was to put myself in my husband's shoes and help him to help his family member pay off the debt. We lent the money to his family member. Seeing this change in me, my husband also changed from stopping me when I wanted to go out to raise awareness to wholeheartedly helping and supporting me. He began helping me. He carefully folds the newspapers which I bring home in bundles and prepares them for me to distribute. In addition to making phone calls online, I also have 3 mobile phones with the Little Lotus app to send messages to China and 1 auto call phone to make phone calls to China to persuade people to quit the CCP. As I am often outside raising awareness, he manages those phone apps for me and does almost all the housework. I can devote myself to cultivation and various truth clarification projects. We have a big family with 7 to 8 people living together, including my in-laws. The environment is noisy, and there is only 1 room on the ground floor where my husband and I stay. So my Fa study, Fa memorization, online sharing sessions, and phone calls to China all happen in the same room. My husband always listens to the sharing and benefits a lot. I believe he has developed immense respect for Dafa. Sometimes when he listens to Mingwei sharing articles, his eyes are filled with tears. My family has a vegetable garden about 3 to 4 meters above the ground, with 2 steps made of stones and a concrete floor below. One day my son-in-law was upstairs when he heard a loud fall and quickly ran outside. I also ran outside and saw my husband lying on the concrete, having fallen from the vegetable garden above. I immediately told him, "You need to quickly say, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." My husband repeated, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." When we pulled him up, he kept repeating it and took a few steps. I asked, "Are you all right?" He said, "Yes, I'm fine." When I looked at him, there was no injury on his body, just a little graze on his leg. It was a miracle that a man in his 60s fell from 3 meters onto concrete and was not injured. Part 2. Distributing materials is a cultivation opportunity. Master said in the poem, "The Fa Rectifies the Cosmos," quote, "Compassion can harmonize heaven and earth, ushering in spring. Righteous thoughts can save the people in this world." Unquote. Hong Yin Tu. As the process of Fa rectification became more and more intense, we not only talked to people face-to-face at outdoor booths and helped people to quit the CCP, we also went to each suburb to deliver newspapers to mailboxes. At first, I went with other practitioners. However, realizing that they all have jobs and other truth clarification projects, I decided I shouldn't just wait for them, so I took a lot of newspapers, put them in a trolley, and took the bus to each suburb. My son-in-law taught me how to navigate on the phone so that I would not get lost. I could also check which streets I had walked through in order to avoid missing any or doubling up. This saved me a lot of time. Once, I went to a neighborhood close to my home to drop off informational materials. I entered a street where there were only 10 houses. I looked up and saw the road was very steep, with a slope of 60 degrees. I suddenly felt fearful, but I still climbed the steep hill and felt a bit short of breath. I repeated, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." After repeating this to myself for a while, I thought, "Why is this happening to me?" I searched inside and found the thought of fear that flashed through my mind. Why did it happen? I realized that my subconscious mind had this thought, "Why don't you just stay at home and not work so hard?" I immediately sent righteous thoughts to remove all the interference from the old forces because I only wanted to follow the path Master arranged. This never happened again. I clarified the truth to every person Master puts in front of me and offer to help them quit the CCP. I later realized that pushing the trolley to deliver the materials was too slow, so I bought a very light backpack, which can hold more than 200 newspapers. I also hold a full bag of newspapers in my hand, so it was very convenient to walk through the streets and alleys. I always start at 8 or 9 in the morning after sending righteous thoughts, and I don't get home until 2 or 3 in the afternoon when I've finished distributing all the papers. One day it was very foggy and the road was very slippery. I was carrying the newspapers in my backpack and holding a bag in my hand, and suddenly I lost my balance and was about to fall over. The second before I thought I was going to fall over, but I actually stood still. I knew that Master protected me again. I kept repeating in my heart, "Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master." That was the third time such a thing happened. Once, I went to distribute newspapers and left home as usual to catch a bus with a heavy bag of newspapers on my back. It took me more than 10 minutes to walk from home to the bus stop. As I was walking up a hill, I felt tired and thought it was so strenuous. But then I suddenly thought, difficulties in cultivation actually can help us eliminate karma. As soon as I had that thought, my steps became light and I wasn't tired anymore. During that period of time, I occasionally sensed miracles happening. Everything seemed to be arranged so well. The bus arrived as soon as I got to the bus stop. When I finished distributing newspapers, the bus arrived as soon as I got to the bus stop, which saved me a lot of time. I realized that all this was arranged by Master, who gives me protection and power. Thank you, Master. I remember one day I was delivering newspapers and saw a middle-aged Chinese woman coming out of her house. So I went up and said, "Hello, are you going for a walk?" She said no, and she said she only had 15 minutes to go for a run and then she had to get back to her meeting. I said to her, "We are destined to meet today. I can see that you're very kind. So I have something good to tell you. Millions of people have quit the Communist Party, the Communist Youth League, and the Young Pioneers. Have you heard of this?" She said she didn't have time. She had to run and asked me to run and talk with her. I ran with her, holding a newspaper in my hand while carrying a bag of newspapers. I then told her the truth about Dafa and advised her to withdraw from the CCP. After 4 or 5 minutes, she seemed to accept the truth and was moved by my honesty. She agreed to quit the CCP and said to me, "Thank you." Another time there was a Chinese man. When he saw me handing out newspapers, he asked if I was handing out the Epoch Times newspaper and if I was a volunteer. He said, "You guys are working very hard. It's so hot and you're carrying heavy things. This is a mountain road and very few people live here. You should go to a place where there are more people." I told him that we distribute the newspapers far and wide, and he said, "Oh, so that's it. You'll be tired as the road is steep, so find a place to have a rest." I said, "I'm not tired." He said, "You are outside by yourself alone, and your English is not very good. If you run into bad people, just protect yourself. You must pay attention to your personal safety." I thanked him and then clarified the truth to him and advised him to quit the CCP, and he said he had already done so. Part 3. Conclusion. In the process of doing the three things, I learned that only by studying the Fa well and cultivating myself well can I be righteous in both thought and action as I validate the Fa. Only by looking within when encountering troubles can I correct myself. In fact, to study the Fa is to improve. Only by studying the Fa well can I walk on the right path. I hope I can always maintain a diligent heart to really cultivate, do the three things well, live up to Master's compassionate salvation, live up to the expectations of all sentient beings, keep my prehistoric vows, and hurry up and save more people. I understand that good FOSS study is fundamental to doing three things well. During the pandemic lockdowns, since I could not attend face-to-face group FOSS study, I study the FA alone, practice the five exercises, memorize the FA, and make truth clarification phone calls at home. I pushed myself every day to read three lectures of Juan Fallon, memorize a small section of Juan Fallon, in addition to studying Master's other FA teachings. Apart from the 4 or 5 hours of sleep, I studied the FA and did the three things, so I had a tight schedule every day. Despite the busy life, I was in a good condition and my heart was filled with joy. This May, I found 90 perfect white Udambara flowers blooming above the front door of my house, on the glass of the window of my room, on the brick of the window eaves, and by the side of the window. I know this is Master encouraging me. Thank you, Master. I would also like to thank my fellow practitioners who have helped me to improve. These are my cultivation experiences. Please kindly correct me if there is anything inappropriate. Thank you, Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.